When I was a stranger, you welcomed me. Matthew 25, verse 35c. Immigrants and refugees looking for a safer place to stay have become a common sight in South Africa today. Their lives are often characterized by loss, rejection, and even violence. However, concern for uprooted and homeless people runs deep in the Bible. We are all strangers. In Hebrews, we read that we are only strangers and foreigners on this earth. Hebrews 11, verse 13b, and as such, are looking forward to a better home in heaven. Chapter 11, verse 16a. Our journey begins with Adam and Eve being sent away from paradise to start again in a new place. So the Lord sent them out of the Garden of Eden, where they would have to work the ground from which man had been made. Genesis 3, verse 23. Then Abram is called from Ur to occupy a new land. The Lord said to Abram, "Leave your country, your family, and your relatives, and go to the land that I will show you." Genesis 12, verse 1. The journey continues with Joseph being sold into Egypt. After 400 years, his descendants wander through the desert into a new land, where they are repeatedly reminded of their alien status. My ancestor was homeless, an Aramean who went to live in Egypt. There were only a few in his family then, but they became great and powerful, a nation of many people. Deuteronomy chapter 26, verse 5b. Jesus was a stranger. Centuries later, Jesus our Lord made the ultimate journey from heaven to earth, but there was no room for him. He was disowned by his followers and crucified by his own people. Jesus replied, "Foxes have dens and birds have nests, but the Son of Man does not have a place to call his own." Matthew 8, verse 20. They all agreed that he should be put to death. Mark 14, verse 64b. What does the Bible teach about the treatment of aliens and refugees? Throughout the Old Testament and the New Testament, we read that God is the God of all nations. The theme of justice and caring for strangers and the outcast runs through the Bible like a golden thread. God's law says, don't ill-treat any foreigners who live in your land. Instead, treat them as well as you treat citizens and love them as much as you love yourself. Remember, you were once foreigners in the land of Egypt. I am Lord your God. Leviticus 19, verse 33 to 34. Nothing can separate us from the love of God. St. Paul assures us of God's love in whatever befalls us. In our suffering and loneliness, God does not forsake us. His Spirit will comfort and strengthen us. In everything we have won more than a victory because of Christ who loves us. Romans 8, verse 37. God promises to deliver everyone who is a stranger on earth. The Lord rebuilds Jerusalem and brings the people of Israel back home again. He renews our hopes and heals our bodies. Psalm 147, verse 2 to 3. God is our mighty fortress, always ready to help in times of trouble. Psalm 46, verse 1. But you, Lord, are a mighty soldier, standing at my side. Those troublemakers will fall down and fail, terribly embarrassed, forever ashamed. Jeremiah 20, verse 11. At night we may cry, but when morning comes we will celebrate. Psalm 30 to 5b. All scriptures are taken from the Contemporary English Version, published and distributed by the Bible Society of South Africa.